It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. Welcome to the Stream of Consciousness, the bonus hour, WGN Extra. I just figured out that Rip Torn has passed away, and his first name is R.I.P.
Oh, how about that? That rarely happens where...
It never has happened.
A person and their fate are one and the same.
Rip Van Winkle, perhaps.
Rip Van Winkle, the great Rip Taylor, although he's still with us, thankfully.
Not much longer.
Uh-oh.
Weren't we talking
I said his name, you
about
mean?
Rip Torn? I could have sworn he came up in the last week or so.
I don't remember bringing his name up. No, I don't think so. I would have remembered that.
Well, someone wanted to reveal something that I actually read in an earlier story. And
about Rip Torn?
Yes.
Yeah?
And I wanted to kind of wow you.
Go ahead.
Because I don't feel like you know this.
Well, I didn't know that he was married to Geraldine Chaplin, so I've already learned
Geraldine Page.
Right.
Who's Geraldine Chapman?
Chaplin. She's also an actress. So he wasn't married to all women named Geraldine.
Mm-mm.
Was he married to Flip Wilson when he did his Geraldine character?
Yes.
That's an odd marriage.
Did you know Sissy Spacek is his niece? His brother Ed's daughter is Sissy Spacek.
I had no idea that was true.
Thank you to 630, but I meant to tell you that this morning because I read it.
Sissy Spacek was Rip Torn's niece.
Yeah, his Rip's brother... I read this yesterday. I've started doing show research. Has it shown a little?
Yeah.
I was reading about Rip Torn, and he had a brother, Ed, and Ed's daughter was Sissy Spacek.
Oh, I didn't know any of that.
Because he was instrumental in getting her some job somewhere or something.
Oh, that's interesting. I had no idea that was the case.
Uh-oh, now, I don't trust Wikipedia.
Why, what's it say?
They're saying Sissy Spacek is his cousin.
Sissy Spacek is probably in her mid to late 60s. He was in his 80s. They could be cousins.
Now people are saying his cousin Sissy Spacek.
But it's still impressive to, I didn't know they were related in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I didn't either.
So
I
you
was
still
shocked
get points on this. You were correct, by the way, and I was incorrect about Talenti. It is not an ice cream, as I pointed out. Mm. It is a gelato or a sorbet, depending on which flavor of Talenti you purchase.
Well, that's why perhaps I haven't tried it.
Are you not into the world of gelato?
You know, like...
Don't moer gatto. Try some gelato.
Why aren't they using that?
Oh.
Dennis Dion could do it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's genius. I don't know. Why aren't you a marketing guy?
I don't have time, Wendy.
But you have the ideas.
I do this for a few hours a day, then I go home and I work on my sticker fund book. Where would I have the time?
I am not opposed to gelato. Remember a few years ago?
You're saying it very mockingly.
No, I'm saying it kind of, I was going to go gelato.
Oh, that would have been better. Because you were saying it like it's only for snubby rich people.
No, snobby or snubby?
Snubby. They snub you if you don't enjoy gelato.
Oh. Remember I had never had it and we had somebody from the Gelato Fest on a few years ago studios?
And it
was good.
Your tongue was dancing.
It was dancing, but honestly, I really don't love ice cream until now this Grater's coconut chocolate chip. It's,
so when you go there, you don't even try the other flavors. You just say, give me the coconut chip, even though they have 35 flavors. You just go, just this one every time?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They didn't have, not all locations have the Grater's coconut chocolate chip, so I had to try a cookie dough chocolate chip.
That didn't do it for you?
It was good, but I love coconut. So the coconut ice cream really...
Yeah.
Makes it. It's like just regular chocolate chip, but better. One better.
I wouldn't jump on something coconutty.
I love it.
But it depends on what it is, right? So one of the restaurants we ate at in Maine had a daily margarita special. They would change their margarita flavor every day. And that particular day, it was lime coconut.
Mm.
You know?
Put the lime in the coconut.
And drink it all up. And my wife said, well, that sounds interesting. I'll try one. And I thought, can you improve on the just having lime? Would coconut, wouldn't that cut into it? Wouldn't that ruin it?
And?
It was so good that I said to the waitress, how do you, what are you doing with the coconut? How are you making, because it was foamy. It was real foamy.
So coconut milk probably,
No, it wasn't coconut milk. It was something, she brought me a jar of it from the kitchen and I wrote it down and then promptly lost it.
That's why you take a picture of it.
I lost it in record time. Like she showed it to me, I wrote it down, and from my hand, from the time the pen stopped touching the paper till it was in my pocket, it was gone already. I don't know where it is. But it was something, it was similar to coconut milk, but it was thicker, like pastier. And she said they put that in the blender and they blend that up with the lime. Oh, is it good? So good.
Will you just please do me a favor? You honestly,
start taking pictures of
stuff. Yeah, you know how to take a picture, right?
Sometimes I do.
It's the little thing that looks like
pictures.
It says camera.
Yeah.
And because I know this is bad and I'm probably going to ruin everyone's magazine subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm at a doctor's office and I'm going through the magazines mm-hmm. while I'm waiting and there's like, oh, there's some new mascara I'd like to try. In the old days, you would rip the page out. Now I just take a picture.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So just take pictures.
Do you know how many times a day something happens where I'm with somebody? Like 2 days ago, I was driving somewhere with my daughter and I had to put money in the meter and I couldn't remember my license plate number. And she said, why don't you just take a picture of it? Like that never would have occurred to me ever. Like then I'll always have a picture of my license plate. I'll never have to worry about forgetting it because it'll just be on my phone. But
how do you not know your license plate number?
I was so loyal to my old one.
Oh, God.
SP7071. Which is that's a great license plate number.
Why is that great?
It just jumps out at you. SP70. It's got a lot of magnetism.
Super peanut.
Yep, super peanut. 71. But this one, I feel...
you're boycotting it, aren't you?
It tries too hard. You know what I mean? Like, the old one just naturally had some panache. Just the way it was, it was just so congruent and beautiful. And this one is... I don't like it.
Why don't you get a new one?
It's a lot of rigmarole.
You are using a lot of crazy words today, by the way. Whenever I park somewhere, like at an event, it's like section 37. I always just take a picture of the signs.
See, what you said is so easy and perfect, and it just never would have occurred to me.
And the coconut thing, had you taken a picture, you could call
it
up right now.
I would have it forever.
Just please start doing that.
I should really do it. Here's why I don't think I do it. A lot of my friends now, when we go someplace... As we're telling stories about whatever, just the general conversation, they're constantly showing me pictures of whatever we're talking about. Like if they, let's say they went somewhere.
Would you act like you care about your friends?
I do care about them. I love them.
Well, then look at their stupid pictures.
Oh, you can't avoid it because they show it to you. You know, but I'm a believer that we could probably just get by without seeing pictures of everything, that we could probably just tell a story and use detail as our pictures. You know how like writers have done since the beginning of time?
Yeah, but they didn't have an iPhone.
I know, but can't we use our like if somebody's telling me a story, I think my imagination is such that whatever they're telling me, I can conjure up an image of it in my head. I don't need to see concrete proof of it. You know, because honestly, there's times where half the conversation is them on the phone typing something in their phone and then showing like whatever it is. Big or small. Like if it's something big, like if they said, oh, you know what? There was an alien in my yard today, a space alien. I'd go, I'd love to see a picture of that. And then they'd show it to me. But if it's something like I saw a nectarine that was shaped more triangular than round, I would just take their word for it and go, oh, that happens sometimes. But they go, hold on. Here's a picture of it. Now I got to look at the picture. Yep, what you said is true.
You're a lazy journalist.
No, just the opposite.
No, because you should want the who's, what's, when's, where, how, what does it look like?
But don't you think that through time, forever, if somebody was a storyteller, either in person or in print, you had to use words to make the person see your story. But now that's those days are gone because now everybody just goes, I'm just going to stop talking and just show you 1,000 pictures.
Well, all right. Then, but you won't be doing that because you're just going to be like, I took a picture today of these. They're like pill pocket things, but there's no chicken in them that I have to pick up for the dog on the way home. So that's my to-do list. That's it. And
so
then
you'll
I'll
just go into
it.
A store and you'll just show that to somebody and say, take me to this?
No, I will go in the store and I will say, oh, that's what I need. I just kind of do it. There was some other ones. I took pictures at the, we were at IIT, the Illinois Institute of Technology.
Yes.
And I took pictures there, which I haven't shown anyone.
I'm not against pictures. I like pictures. But isn't it weird now that just within the course of an evening, I swear, we went out to dinner with a couple 3 weeks ago. He must have shown me 65 pictures of everything, just like whatever was going on. And I'll show you. Hold on. And then he types something in, and then I get to see a picture, and I go, yep, that is a weed. You're right. You do have weeds. You were absolutely right.
I hope they never go out with
you again. I never in a million years would have imagined what a weed looked like, but there's a photo of it. Now I see you do have weeds.
I don't ever show you pictures.
We went
anymore.
To Michigan. Hold on a second. And then he shows me a map of Michigan. Yep, there it is. Yep, Petoskey, Michigan. You're right. I didn't know, but now I do.
All right. Well, what's hot, what's cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling.
Hold on, Wendy. I got a picture of him. Hold
the
on.
The 60 Minute American Man Weathermakers. Of Dick Rothschild.
Here's a picture of Dick Rothschild.
Grandpa Dick. All right, well, good. I'm not going to show you a picture, but I wanted to talk about, Delish has talked about this gelato, which is Talenti.
Italian for talent.
And I'm just going to run through some of the flavors, because can I just tell you that Grater's makes a black cherry chocolate chip, which Michael has been eating
I've had that.
Did you like that?
Yes, very much.
Jim tried the toffee chocolate chip, and he said it was okay, but it wasn't great. Nothing can top the coconut chocolate chip of Grater's.
If you're a fan of those elements, that would be the absolute right flavor
and
for you.
And the chocolate chip in Grater's is like every once in a while you'll get a big hunk of it.
Yes.
I feel like you did
it. It's not evenly distributed.
Right. So I dig through it.
You get nothing or a lot.
Yes. I take out all the big pieces. So whoever's eating that after me.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, they're really good.
You're not supposed to admit to that. Even if you do that, you're supposed to go, yeah, I don't know who did this. What sort of a monster would come through the ice cream and just take all the good parts out?
But see, I've actually come to that point in my life that I never understood anyone could do where you'd have your own little container of ice cream and it's pretty much yours. Mm-hmm. I have never been like that.
Mm-hmm.
I am now.
Yeah,
I can't
once
stop.
Once you lock on to something.
I'm addicted to this stuff.
You have still not had Kilwins ice cream?
There used to be a Kilwins in LaGrange, and
it didn't do anything for you?
It was all right.
Which flavors were you trying?
I don't recall.
You don't remember? Because there's a couple of Kilwins flavors that are just Hall of Fame quality ice cream flavors.
But you and I like different flavors. Like, let's go through this Talenti flavors. Delish Magazine has gone through. There's 40 of them. We don't have to do all of them, but we can fly.
Just do 38 of them. Don't
all right,
do the last
cinnamon
two.
Peach biscuit.
Don't like peaches, so I would not.
I love peaches.
I couldn't eat that.
We would never agree on the same ice cream flavor.
No.
I'm telling you right
now. That'd be better.
I know.
Then you'd get yours.
Right.
That'd be easier.
I may have this.
I don't eat peach, and I hardly ever eat basket, so I would not have this flavor ever.
Biscuit.
Oh, I thought you said basket. Then I would have some.
Basket?
Yeah, basket of peaches. That's how you distribute peaches, by basket.
Vanilla blueberry crumble.
Oh, I would love that.
Vanilla and
I've never had
ribbons
that.
Of blueberry throughout the crumble.
Ribbons?
Yes.
Oh.
The crumble is so addicting, we wish there was even more of it. I'd have that.
I would easily have that.
Caramel cookie crunch.
Oh, I've not had that either, but that sounds pretty good. Oh, when you see their display in your grocer's freezer, it's hard to decipher what's what because they don't use any artificial
right.
colors at all. So everything is very muted and it all looks the same.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But
the
you
only
just
one
read
that looks
it.
Different is like the berry sorbet is like a real deep purple red. And everything else is just very earth tone.
It's definitely caught my attention because I like the clear container where you can actually see the ice cream.
Yep.
But I'm not a big gelato lover. And quite honestly, I don't want to try another flavor of anything because I can't stop with the coconut chocolate chip.
You don't want to double up on your obsession.
I can't. I didn't
it's
have dinner
much.
Last night because I wanted ice cream. I'm not kidding.
I'm actually proud to hear you say that. There have been nights where I've said, would it be horrible to have ice cream for dinner? And then I'm told that it would be.
My mom one time wanted, you know, we used to pick where are you going for your birthday for dinner? Yeah. And my mom picked this place, Connie's in Berwyn, Illinois. She wanted to go have a banana split for her birthday dinner. Now, I thought that was crazy.
No, it's not crazy. She earned it.
But last night...
Not Connie's Pizza, though, a separate place.
No. This was just... I think it's still around. It's like a breakfast place.
Oh, oh, oh.
Breakfast slash ice cream sundae place.
Oh.
But she wanted a banana split for dinner, and I thought it was crazy, but I got to tell you, it was pretty good.
It's not crazy at all.
Sicilian pistachio.
I don't like pistachio nuts, so I'm out on that one.
I like them, but
you wouldn't go out of your way.
No.
Yeah.
Old world eggnog.
I've had that. It's quite delicious.
I don't like eggnog.
Oh.
Fudge brownie?
They've got like two or three Christmas-only flavors, and that's one of them. Fudge brownie, I have not had, but I would.
I would do that. Brownie bits in it.
That sounds good.
Caribbean coconut. Uh-oh.
That's for you.
But see...
Specially crafted for you.
There are real chunks of coconut inside.
Try it. What if it's better than Grater's?
No
then
chocolate
what?
Chip. You need the head chocolate chip.
For for the difference to make it stand out more.
Kim Gordon has joined us.
Hi, Kim.
Talking about ice cream.
My favorite thing in life, and you know I love Grater's.
Mm.
What's the issue going here?
We are talking about Talenti gelato.
I had a different flavor,
I like
Kim.
The container that it comes in.
Yeah,
it's really
container.
Fancy and pretty.
There's a flavor now called chocolate cherry cheesecake that I had. Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah,
no
I wouldn't
fruit
have that.
In my ice cream.
No.
No.
Almond,
fruit.
Butter, and honey. I'd try that.
That's
almond
the
butter
name of
and
the
honey.
Flavor?
Yeah.
See, I have to have chocolate in there. It's just
yeah?
not worth it to me.
Mm.
Cold brew coffee, chocolate peanut butter cup.
Ooh, now that's...
Wait, that's all one flavor, everything you just mentioned?
Chocolate peanut butter cup is
oh.
one.
Oh, well, that's classic.
Yeah. But does the coffee have chocolate in it? Cause I would...
That's just cold brew coffee, it's called.
Oh. Maybe if I get a little scooper on the side.
Yep.
Black raspberry chocolate chip. I don't like...
I've had that. That's
I don't
good.
Like berries.
Grater's has a black raspberry too that people just love, but I just don't like.
You don't
a
want any fruit
ice
and ice cream?
No.
No,
I don't like fruit and chocolate together. A chocolate dipped strawberry, yes, but not.
See, I don't even like that.
Hmm.
I'm with you on that.
Banana chocolate swirl. Would you have that?
Okay,
I would
that
eat that.
I might eat that.
Yeah.
With a little banana.
That would be all right.
Southern butter pecan. I like butter pecan.
I like butter pecan.
But you need hot fudge on it.
Yeah.
Caramel apple pie, black cherry, yeah. Belgian chocolate, simple strawberry. I'd do that.
Nah.
What constitutes simple strawberry?
It's just strawberry.
Everything?
Yeah.
You just can't beat a classic. This sort of tastes like a McDonald's milkshake or like 1998.
No.
According to one taster.
Here's what's strange. I love ice cream is just the best.
I know.
And I enjoy strawberries like crazy, but strawberry ice cream would be my last choice, and I don't know why.
This has real fruit chunks folded into the gelato.
Well, that does sound good.
See, I think with me, with the fruit and the ice cream, I don't like that frozen taste of fruit and how it gets icy and stuff
yeah.
like that. I just don't like the consistency of that. Yes.
I agree with you. You like your fruit to be fleshy and soft,
yes,
not
exactly.
crunchy and hard.
Yeah, except for bananas.
Then it's all right?
Yeah.
A frozen banana.
When you guys were younger, if you went to your grandmother's house, did she automatically have Neapolitan flavored ice cream?
Yes.
All right, mine always did too. Everybody likes Neapolitan.
And I just saw a commercial on the air. I think it was, is there a brand Turkey Hill ice cream?
Yeah.
They have a bunch of Politans. They're not Neapolitan, but they're like a triple flavor. Yeah.
Oh.
I just saw the commercial for it, but it's not, not the classic Neapolitan. It's other like flavors and threes.
Their chocolate peanut butter is so good, but I can't get past that their name has turkey in it. It's like when I'm having ice cream, I don't want to think
like
about turkey at all.
You don't want some thick gravy on there with your ice cream?
Do you know why grandma's always had Neapolitan?
I don't know why.
It just made common sense because you had a kid. Some people would like a scoop of all three, but they're like my mom always liked the strawberry.
Yeah.
I liked vanilla. My brother liked chocolate. So you could kind of scoop it out.
Everybody gets what they want. But there was always remnants of another flavor on your flavor. And I didn't like the strawberry, which the brand that she chose, because different companies layer their Neapolitans different.
Mm-hmm.
They put them in different order. So the strawberry was in the middle. So it ruined both my chocolate and my vanilla.
Just go inside the border when you're scooping it out.
She always did it, and I didn't want to insult her.
Should have used a knife if it was a square container knife.
My grandmother was not allowed to have a knife. I can't talk about it.
Okay, so Turkey Hill has a Trio-politan. So it's milk, chocolate ice cream with fudge swirl, dark chocolate ice cream, and chocolate ice cream with chocolate chip.
Too much chocolate.
Chocolate raspberry bliss. Let's see. I think there's a couple triple chocolate. They're called Triopolitans instead of Neapolitan.
More accurate.
Yes.
It is far more accurate.
So they have, let's see here, we can meet the flavors.
Are they always combinations of chocolate, or do they throw other stuff in sometimes?
Let's see. They have chocolate raspberry bliss, which is vanilla, chocolate, and raspberry ice cream with chocolate chips. Then they have American Dream, which is blueberry ice cream, vanilla ice cream, strawberry swirl, strawberry ice cream with chocolate chips, caramel chocolate and vanilla, caramel macchiato.
Too coffee-y.
Coco Loco.
Yeah, crazy cocoa.
Which is, this sounds good. Caramel, coconut, and toasted coconut swirl.
Wendy, you went on that one?
Yeah. Coffee cake.
No.
I love coffee cake. There's cinnamon involved.
Cake batter flavored ice cream with cinnamon graham cracker swirl, vanilla flavored ice cream, and cinnamon ice cream with cinnamon chips.
That sounds very good.
Then they have mint cookie.
You can't have it because you passed out it originally.
I already said no.
Mint cookie, triple chocolate, triple vanilla. Those are your Triopolitans.
Triple vanilla is way
Hill.
Too much vanilla.
I don't like mint.
I don't either. My kids love chocolate mint. I mean,
my kids do too.
That's their go to.
Is it really?
Yes. I think it's disgusting.
Oh, it's not just not good. It's disgusting.
It's like if you want a mint, just suck on a mint. Don't waste your ice cream in a mint.
I like that everyone's definition of disgusting is different, but
very
kids are
different.
Just mint-flavored ice cream. Oh, you animals.
To me, that's almost like eating frozen Pepto-Bismol or something.
Now, that I would try.
That's probably better that way. All right, we were talking about ice cream because it's lunchtime, and I now have jumped on the ice cream bandwagon. I hate to
admit it.
Feels
good, doesn't it?
No.
No?
I
my
can't.
Week in the summer is just not fulfilled if I don't have some kind of ice cream.
I'm with you. You need it. I have to fight myself because I would have it every day.
Me too.
I honestly would.
I absolutely
It's just that
would.
Good. Yeah.
All right, but now that I like ice cream, which I never really liked before, now am I going to start liking Mary Poppins and Sound of Music?
No.
Yes.
You
absolutely.
Think so, Kim? Oh, really?
She's coming around, yeah. Bill. It's slow. She's coming around.
Do you remember, this is 1,000 years ago, when you and I were working at the Loop at night, the flavor Blue Moon, when I was a kid, was very hard to come by. There was only one place that sold it. It was a Kresge store. That's the people that became Kmart later on.
Is that
on.
Like today's Superman ice cream?
Probably.
No, Superman has red, white, and blue elements to it.
Yellow, blue, and red.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Blue Moon was strictly a very vibrant blue, almost Miami Dolphins aqua blue.
That's why you liked it.
But I couldn't place the flavor. Like, it always bugged me. It's like, what is this flavor? And then years later at the Loop, we had a guy on who used to sell it to Kresge, mm-hmm. and he goes, that would be vanilla. And I go, no, it wasn't. He goes, yeah, it was just vanilla with blue food coloring.
Isn't that what Superman is, though, I think?
Yes.
I think it is.
I think it's more tangy like a blue raspberry now.
Blue Moon or Superman?
I mean, Superman to me, Superman ice cream to me looks like Play-Doh.
Yeah, it does. It does. But now the Blue Moon that's made now, I'm told, has there's an almond extract that they use in with the vanilla. It's not strictly vanilla, but back then it was just vanilla with blue food coloring. Much like your Shamrock Shakes in the early days was just vanilla with green food coloring.
When
now
they were
they've
good.
Added mint.
See, I hate mint.
You don't like the mint.
Blue Moon is an ice cream flavor with bright blue coloring available in the upper Midwest of the United States, possibly originating in Milwaukee. The Chicago Tribune has described the ice cream as Smurf blue, marshmallow sweet, and tasting remarkably like Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles.
Oh.
There's something to that. It
but
does
that's
have
not
a little
vanilla.
Bit. No, it could be something in the almond extract in the way that it blends. Does it mention that there's almond in there? Because I've had two different people who sold ice cream say, well, now they add almond to it. They didn't used to.
But if you add almond, you really taste almond.
Yeah, that's a pretty evident flavor.
Here's a list of flavors that people on the internet have associated with Blue Moon ice cream.
How appropriate.
Dang da da dang bang ba dang boom bang bing bang bing bang bing bang boom boom.
That just puts you in a bit.
When Wendy and I were kids, that's how you wrote a song. You just made noises that didn't make any sense. Bing ding bang bong bong bing bong.
The Marcells. And Blue Moon, what flavor is Blue Moon, you ask?
Mysterious.
Well, people at Groupon.com put together a little list of flavors that people on the internet have associated with Blue Moon ice cream.
Yeah.
Now, you were told vanilla.
I was told that in the early days of Blue Moon, it was strictly vanilla with blue food coloring, but that since they have added almond or almond extract to it to enhance the flavor. That's what I've been told by people in the business.
In the biz.
In the ice cream business.
All right. Well, these are separate entities. These are what people think it tastes like to them.
Oh.
Vanilla pudding.
I disagree with that one. I don't think it tastes like vanilla pudding anymore. Early Blue Moon, yes, because it was just strictly vanilla. So yes, but not anymore.
Fruit Loops.
I could see that.
I don't like Fruit Loops at all.
I don't
Too
either.
Sweet.
Or Fruity Pebbles. Oh, see, yeah. I'm just
I did not.
Fruity
just
Pebbles
hear,
was the next one that oh, it really? Tastes like.
I did not just hear you guys say that.
It's
you don't
too
like Fruit
sweet.
Loops or Fruity Pebbles?
No. There are things that could be too sweet and too chocolatey in my book.
No, I get
I just
I
don't like that.
That
fruity, yeah. That fake fruity.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's that it's fake fruit. Not that it's
yeah.
fruit. It's fake.
Fake fruit.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Almond. Somebody thinks it tastes like almond.
Because there's almond extract in there. So you're going to get the almond flavor.
Frosting. It does kind of taste like frozen frosting.
Like a little cake batter-ish, maybe?
And I think the color may influence this a little bit, too. The color, it's the most beautiful of all the ice cream
it's
colors.
Pretty.
It's gorgeous.
It's a very vibrant blue.
Cotton candy.
Maybe. It's very sweet.
I think the color influence there again.
Yeah, don't you? Yeah, it'd have to.
Vanilla with a hint of citrus. I'm not tasting citrus, really, are you?
Not your traditional citrus, but because your taste buds are so confused by it, I could see where somebody would think it was a citrus.
Marshmallow?
Yeah.
Amaretto?
Yeah.
You're saying yes. These are all very different flavors.
Motor oil? Yeah. Band-Aids? Yes.
Raspberry?
Yes. No, no.
Trix?
Yes.
Nutmeg? I'm not tasting
you
any nutmeg.
You silly rabbit.
Nutmeg only because of, again, the almond extract, because that has a kind of a nutmeg.
Nutmeg
type.
And almond are two entirely different flavors.
But the,
nutmeg is pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or
see,
fall.
I never associate it with pumpkin pie. Fall, yes, but I don't associate
nutmeg,
it.
Nutmeg, cinnamon, and clove are the
that's
the
pumpkin
spice.
Pie spice, yeah.
But but nutmeg on its own would still remind you of pumpkin? Mm-hmm. It would, yeah.
Of pumpkin pie,
or
yeah.
anything fallish. Because you can put nutmeg in an apple pie.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Two more things. People think this is what they've associated with Blue Moon. Bubblegum?
No.
Or Peeps?
Well, you know what? Bubblegum ice cream used to be that color, though.
Yes.
With bubblegum in it.
Yeah, I liked the with bubblegum in it.
That was a prominent flavor for a while, bubblegum ice cream. You rarely see that.
Baskin Robbins had it.
Yeah.
You probably cracked too many teeth on it.
Oh, I bet, because the gum pieces were so rock hard.
Yeah, you want to talk about frozen fruit? That was worse than frozen fruit.
You know what other flavor was so popular when we were kids, but it's very hard to find today, is chocolate marshmallow.
Oh, like a Rocky Road without the Rocky?
Yeah. Kind of,
I liked chocolate almond without the marshmallows, and that used to be prevalent, too, and now I can't find
it. It's very hard to find that, too.
And how many flavors are at 31 now? There aren't 31.
No, because now they've combined them with either Dunkin' Donuts or with some Minute Clinic. It'll be a doctor's office that also sells ice cream.
But I think we should let people know Blue Moon is available. Hudsonville ice cream makes it in this area.
Can I say something that won't make any sense?
Yeah.
I would rather have my Blue Moon at an ice cream shop. I'd rather go and just get a scoop of it than have a giant tub of it in my freezer.
Yeah.
Because it would lose its charm.
You know, can I tell you how I feel about ice cream in the freezer?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Where do you keep it?
I don't eat it from my freezer. I have to go get ice cream.
In a shop.
Because it gets the frozen, like, pellets on the top.
Yeah.
You're waiting too long to eat it.
It changes the consistency of your ice cream. If I don't, you know, if I'm having it at home and I'm like going to have dessert,
yeah.
and I'm going to eat it that night, I'll eat it. But when it sits,
can
to
I give
me,
you a tip?
It loses something. Please.
I have started, hello, Wendy. Hello, my name is Wendy. I'm an addict to Grater's coconut chocolate chip.
You're an ice cream holic.
Nice to meet you.
I am. I'm not kidding. Jim finished my container last night, and I said, well, you have to go buy two to replace them.
Yeah.
So they're in our freezer, and I really do try to have just a little, probably every day, but it takes me a while to go through that container.
Sure.
Put a little bit of Saran wrap, like push it down so it's touching the ice cream, and then put the lid on. And then when you go to have it, microwave the container for about
6 or 7 seconds,
just because it softens up, and then you can scoop it out.
That's what I do. Yep.
Do you use the Saran wrap too?
I don't use the Saran wrap, but I will take the container and microwave it for 7 seconds, and then it just comes right out. It's so easy.
It's so smooth too. Yeah. Oh God!
Like butter, as they say.
Stop it. You're a bad influence on me. I know it could be like drugs or alcohol, but you have made me an ice cream addict.
It's ice cream.
Well, that's not so bad. If that's our only vice, come on.
Oh, I have other vices, trust me.
But here's the thing, too. Like, I also have to, I mean, I love graters, but in the summer, I have to, like, get soft serve, too.
Mm-hmm. I do like soft serve.
Love soft serve.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So good.
It breaks it up nicely.
Yeah. I haven't found, like, amazing soft serve around here, though.
There's an Andy's custard near us that's
very
good.
See, I don't like custard. Too creamy. Too creamy? Like buttery.
Yeah?
Go to McDonald's and get like a hot fudge sundae for a dollar.
That tastes like chemicals.
Yeah.
Then I like chemicals because it doesn't really taste any different to me.
Dairy Queen tastes like chemicals to me.
Well, Dairy Queen, I've pointed this out, much to the chagrin of anybody who enjoys Dairy Queen, and I love Dairy Queen. It's not ice cream. It's frozen dairy treat. It doesn't say ice cream anywhere at Dairy Queen because it's not. It doesn't
but that's
fit the
okay.
requirements.
I mean,
no, it's more than it's so good. Those concretes at Dairy Queen are outstanding.
Yeah, I don't taste chemicals.
The blizzards,
at all.
You mean?
The blizzards, right? They don't
concrete is Andy's.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody has a good soft serve recommendation for me around here, text it in.
I'm trying to think of where you should go.
And Ben and Jerry's makes. I bought this. It was coconut in it and something else, and I'm like, I'm going to try it because I.
Oh, was that the 7-layer bar?
Yes, and that's a non-dairy treat.
That is good.
That didn't taste like ice cream to me. It tasted good until I read non-dairy treat, and then in my brain I just went.
Oh, they had a dairy one.
I only saw the non-dairy. Oh,
they did have it.
But as soon as I read that, it tasted different to me, but it probably didn't.
They did. That's one of their flavors that they did both in a dairy and a non-dairy version.
So some people can't have dairy.
Layer. Right.
Yeah. No, it's great that they have so many options now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What size container are you microwaving? What are those little
pints?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The small ones.
It's a pint.
You don't want to get because usually, like most food products, the more you buy, the less it is. So you can get a quart. It makes more sense financially to buy a quart, but if you're microwaving a quart, it works against you because then you got to eat the whole thing.
Right. Exactly.
Just go with the pint. That's
and
manageable.
I do like 6 to 7 seconds just to soften it up. But if you put it back in the fridge or freezer and there's only like an inch of ice cream left, I would do 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You know,
it
you have to
the
vary
big
it.
Right. Of chocolate though in there, does it?
Nope.
Oh, perfect.
There was a thing on BuzzFeed a couple years ago where it was
my ice cream addiction story. My documentary.
You weren't mentioned by name, Wendy, but I could tell by reading the story that they were referring to you.
It's called Her Ass Is Getting Bigger. I can't stop.
Cindy Wider was the name of the girl in the story.
Yeah, Wider is Keith. If I keep eating ice cream, geez.
So it mentions state by state what the best ice cream shop is.
Oh, really?
So I'm going through it. And then we were about to go to Maine. This was a couple summers ago. And I see that in New Hampshire, in Maine, it was the place in Kennebunkport I've never been to the ice cream place, but it's the town, Kennebunkport, that I've been to 1,000 times. So I'm like, I've passed by that ice cream place.
Gotta
this is
go.
The best place in Maine. So we go there, and there's a line out the door to get in.
That's always a good sign.
Always a good sign. But then I look at because they don't do your traditional, the name of it is escaping me, but they don't do what most ice cream places do, which is have the same flavors all the time. They do every day, they pick 6 flavors and they make giant batches of the 6 flavors. So I looked at what the 6 flavors were and they were all so weird and exotic that I'm like, I should try this because it was named the best in the state. But every one of the 6 had no appeal to me whatsoever.
Lemon oysters Rockefeller.
It was
lemon lobster roll.
It was all real except. Oh, I've had lobster ice cream twice.
Really?
Not. It's okay.
Yeah, but there's lobster in it.
There's lobster in it.
Yeah.
So you gotta. But none of the flavors jumped out. It's like I gotta have that.
Well, there's an amazing ice cream place that I've been to in L.A. called Salt and Straw. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I've never been.
I think it's originally out of Oregon, and they do that. They have some bizarre flavors, but then they usually have a few conventional ones. Normal type. You know, some they have like verbena, green tea, matcha, I don't know.
Two of their flavors were, I'm not exaggerating, I know this will sound like you're making this up. Two of their flavors were flowers.
Well, verbena.
Oh, hibiscus or something?
Yeah, it was some ginger hibiscus something. And I don't remember what the other flower was, but I like flowers and I like ice cream, but
would
I don't
they give
like
you
flowers
a taste
in my ice cream.
Before you?
The line was so long.
Some places won't.
Oh, really? I've never been to a place that says no to the flavor.
We were just at the
sampler
store. You can't abuse it, though.
We were just somewhere when we were in Wisconsin. They wouldn't give us a taste.
Really?
Too busy.
Someone says try Dairy Star on Devon for soft serve.
Okay.
So try that. And
it's
also
going on my list.
A special mention to Menchie's for the Dole Whip.
They were so good.
Yeah.
That's different, though.
If
I have my heart set on ice cream,
right,
that's not a Dole Whip.
No, that's a different category.
Dole Whip stands on its own, and Menchie's has a great one out in, was it Schaumburg?
I wanted to see Downers Grove. Could it have been Downers Grove?
Just check your local listing for Menchie's, and various locations have Dole Whip.
Yeah. And that's also if people are looking for Blue Moon, go on the Hudsonville Ice Cream app. They have
and
a scoop locator, and you can just put in your zip code, and it'll tell you
what a time
the
we
closest
live in.
Blue Moon ice cream where you can get
24 hours a day this is available?
24/7 on the interweb.
I'm trying to think of the year I met you, Bill, that we started working together, like 95-ish? 1995?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
I think maybe 94.
It's around 7:30.
All I'm saying is as long as I've known Bill, which has been, let's say, 1995, give or take a year.
Yeah.
Figure that out for later years, because we should know that.
Yeah.
Bill has always dreamed of doing an entire hour on ice cream.
I think we
Today's
just did
your
it.
Day.
Yes.
We did a half an hour.
Today
Congratulations.
Was the day.
You've been pushing me to do this for
I
years.
Knew eventually it would happen. And you said to me,
never.
It took me to put you over the edge. I do love ice cream. I could keep going.
I said, Wendy, we got to do a whole show on ice cream. She said, when alligators go to Humboldt Park, that's when we'll do ice cream all for the whole show.
Well, it's appropriate because it's 90 degrees outside. Taste of Chicago is starting. I mean,
It's Chicago.
There's a lot of ice cream at Taste of Chicago.
Yes, so true. All right, we'll take
a
break.
You dropped your ice cream.
You dropped your ice cream. Thank you, Kim, for sticking around. We'll say goodbye next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, it is time for us to go. Oddly enough, I feel like I've already had ice cream, so I don't want it.
We talked about ice cream a lot today. That won't happen probably again for at least a week.
I know, but I almost feel like I've had it since we talked about it. Like sometimes I put things in my Amazon cart and then I just close the window.
That's
and then
what this was.
I wonder a year later why it never came, but I never ordered it.
Yeah. This was like a version of that kind of, sort of. All right. So again, tomorrow we will be on certainly for the bonus hour. I might come in at 10 o'clock, Wendy. I don't know.
All right. I'm with you.
See how we feel tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.